And welcome back to Vision Atlantic's weekly radio series spotlighting the transformative Vision Atlantic Housing Development, YMC Expansion, and Child Care Project. In a time when communities are seeking real solutions to real challenges, Vision Atlantic is leading the way, creating safe, affordable homes and accessible, high-quality child care for families across our region. Today, we're talking about the YMCA, the YMCA Expansion Project, with Christina Bateman, the president of Vision Atlantic, and Dan Haynes, executive director of the Vista Valley Family YMCA, and Dr. Bob Sharp, who is the YMCA board president, also a committee member as well. And folks, thanks for joining us here as we, this is series number five, as we continue to bring out information here about this big project. And Dr. Sharp, let's start with the history of the YMCA.
Well, it's been approximately 20 years ago, I think 21 now, since the YMCA was rebuilt and redone at the current location. And that was really done through the cooperation of the City of Atlantic, AMU, and contributions from our community raised that money to establish that. And that's where we're at right now, that the YMCA is now 21 years old, and we're kind of facing a few things that typically happen when a building begins to age. We've got some things we have to maintain, and our Y has done a really great job of keeping current with like depreciation accounts and so on. So we've been able to replace a lot of things and keep up with our repairs, air handlers for the pool, the hot tub, the pool heaters, our exercise equipment. You know, things do wear out, so we have to replace those without going back and trying to do a significant fundraiser every time that gets done. So we've done a really great job. We got a great history. It's a YMCA that many people would like to have, but we've just run into a point where we've ran into the typical aging problems that a Y goes through.
So what would the new facility look like?
There's lots of different things I think we're looking at doing. Some of the things, most, I guess everything came out of the surveys that we've done in the last, since 2021. The community needs survey, all the surveying. We hired Greater Than Analytics to do some surveying of not only our local residents, but also 40-mile radius, because we wanted to know what people want in quality of life, recreation. So what we found out is that they want things that aren't necessarily physical fitness related. They want things such as a children's museum, things like a indoor play space where families can come recreate, they can watch their kids, they can have coffee while they're sitting there, families and outlying relatives can come in, and they can spend not just a workout time there or just time in the pool, where they can spend 3 or 4 hours being there. They can come, it can kind of be the hub of recreation between Omaha and Des Moines, and then they can, they'll go downtown and eat, they'll fill up their gas, they will go to the grocery store, all of those kind of things. So what we really want to do is make that area the hub of recreation, quality of life between Omaha and Des Moines. So other things that'll be in there is one of the big things was social areas for senior citizens. Obviously, the recreation or the senior center closed down. We want a place for them to be able to hang out as well. So during the daytime, that might be a hangout for adults and those that have retired. But in the evenings and weekends, can be a place for our junior high school kids. So it'll also have a STEM and STEAM room. It'll also have an e-sports room. There'll be a party room. And one of the last things that came on board was everybody knows that the theater closed down in Atlantic. Yeah. And, it was kind of a big thing, and we didn't want to lose our theater. So we were able to fit that into the square footage that we're going to remodel in the old Y. If you know where the racquetball courts are, that space, at least the bottom level of that, will get turned into a theater, like a 60-seat theater. So we'll be able to do, and everything that we put in, we try to make it so that it is multi-purpose. So it can also, not only as a theater, but it can serve as a lecture hall, or it can serve as to show other movies, or it could serve as a, eSports now has stadiums where they do competitions, and we can certainly use it for that as well. So there's lots of different things. So then the other big thing would be the community patio. If anybody's been to Omaha or Des Moines and been to like something like the Smash Park or Chicken and Pickle down south, pickleball and outdoor rec games, those kind of things, fire pits and spaces like that where people gather, that's what will be out in front of the Y.
Some people have asked, you know, where is this going to be built? Where is the expansion taking place? How's it going to look like on the exterior, though?
Well, the one story that is currently there will get torn off, and then it will get rebuilt as two-story out to the north. So the one story is off, two-story out. So a net of about 25,000 square feet will be added, and so then it comes out to about where the parking lot is right now is where the building will end up. So. And then we do have some of the houses bought that are north of the building, so that will provide us some more parking in the future. So we're working on that as well.
Dr. Sharp, anything else you want to hit on that?
Well, it's just that we said that it's been about 20 years, and one of the interesting things is we just outgrown the facility. If you've ever come there on a skate night when we have a little thing once a month, there's 400 people, and it's not just kids, but there's adults out there as well. And there's just not room for all that stuff. We've got childcare things that we really don't have room for anymore. We have senior things we don't have room for anymore. So there's really become a need for us to do something more. And as was mentioned by Dan, not everybody comes there just for health and wellness, exercise things. There's a real social need. So we're gonna increase that area also, that social need place. Right now we got a little cubicle area before you get to the pool. And there's always five or six people coming and going and sitting around that area. So we've expanded that a little bit more. And then like he mentioned about the patio space out there, the health and wellness thing, the mental health and wellness thing for our seniors is a big issue. And nobody else that I know of in our community addresses that as well as the YMCA does. And a lot of the other needs in our community, no other organization addresses those needs like the YMCA does. And the community surveys pointed that out. They wanted us to do these things. So we are after it. We're going to try and get that accomplished.
Christina, talk about the financing. And it's a three-pronged project, obviously, 144 new homes. You were talking about the 300-capacity daycare and this YMCA expansion. And talk about the financing here.
Sure. So the YMCA portion will cost about $20 million to build. And so, again, like you pointed out, we're fundraising for both capital projects at the same time. Again, that's a $39 million capital stack that we're fundraising for. And we are about at 60% fundraised for those. The Charles E. Lakin Foundation has provided us with a $6.4 million grant just for the YMCA expansion. They have some requirements, again, that go along with that grant. We need to be at 80% fundraised by December 31st of this year and 100% fundraised by December of next year. So just really, everyone's working really hard to get those numbers where they need to be. We've got about a little over 20% more to go to hit those on both grants for the Y and the New Child Development Center. So we appreciate everyone who has stepped up in the community and given gifts already for this transformative project. And if you haven't yet and are interested in doing that, if you see one of us, pull us to the side. We can talk to you, answer your questions, any of those things. So
again, I want to thank Vision Atlantic President Christina Bateman, Nishna Valley Family YMCA Executive Director Dan Haynes, and Dr. Bob Sharp, the President of the YMCA Board and Vision Atlantic Committee member. Next week, we'll continue taking you behind the scenes of this groundbreaking initiative. We'll talk about what this project will mean for jobs.